Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. The business landscape is littered with strategies that have failed. Companies that have tried new directions, entered new markets with no success. What causes all these failures? Well, let me give you 6 points to keep in mind anytime you execute a new strategy. Number one, sometimes it's the wrong strategy. There's no hot, hungry target market pre-identified before entering. That, in my mind, is the single biggest reason for strategic failure. Not having a hot, hungry target market pre-identified. Make sure there are people willing to spend money for what you have to sell. Second, there's no buy-in among the leaders or the implementers on your team, or both. This kills strategies when internally the action steps that must take place to execute the strategy aren't fully bought into by the people who are on the team. Third, there's no accountability. Nobody on your team is getting their actions done, and there's no consequences for their non-performance. We let everybody off the hook. Stop it. Fourth, some decisions are built on unfounded opinion and not on fact. Often the best strategies are built on fact, things that have proven themselves to be true in the past. So pay attention to that. Number five, well, having said number four, let me tell you this one, and this may sound counterintuitive because it's the opposite of what I just said, but another reason for failure is not trusting your gut instinct. Yeah, there are some times when facts don't matter. You've got to trust your gut, and it's a balancing act. You've got to know, when do I build on fact? When do I trust my gut? There's never an easy answer to that, but over time, you get good at it. And sixth and finally is, oftentimes companies don't test. Here's a rule of thumb. Test small, fail fast, and change fast. But don't ignore the test. Some companies have a new strategy, and then they roll it out on a big scale. And when it fails, it's costly. Test it small first. Test small, fail fast, change fast. Keep those six in mind as you create and execute new strategies, and you'll have much more success. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.